Black drove an inexpensive Japanese car. Beth was expecting something bigger and flashier, like most of the other male detectives drove. She respected him a tiny bit more for not caring about it. Or perhaps she was clutching at straws, desperately searching for a reason to like her gruff new partner. "Where are we? Where do you think?" he interrupted. "I was going to say, going first. I know we're going to Colombey, but to see D.I. Fraser or the parents."
"I'd better prioritise D.I. Fraser before he leaves. When you're gone, you're gone. I don't think he'll appreciate it if I keep popping round with questions. Mentally, he's probably already on the golf course."
"Okay," she said and waited.
"What?"
"You said I, not we," Beth reminded him. "So I'm waiting to hear what I'll be doing while you're being briefed by Fraser."
"It's quicker this way," he said. "He briefs me, then I brief you. I want you to go and see the parents."
"Great," thought Beth. "So I get to explain that the man leading the investigation into the disappearance of their daughter has gone, and we're starting all over again.
At least he hasn't tried to convince her it was the cushier job."